The weekend's cultural highlights in our region include the return of New Wave Legends, the conclusion of a month-long dance festival, a reggae legend, art openings, chamber music, and a whole lot more. The curtain comes down on the third annual Chatham Dance Festival, a month-long celebration of American dance at PS21 in Chatham, New York, with Parsons Dance in its 11th consecutive appearance at PS21 tonight and Saturday at 8 p.m. The Modern Dance Ensemble will present new works as well as company repertoire by artistic director David Parsons. Reggae legend Everton Blender brings his signature fusion of classic roots and dancehall rhythms to Courtyard C at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Everton Blender is best known for his spiritually uplifting themes that infuse deeply rooted cultural pride, making him a powerful presence in the world of Jamaican culture. The summer-long party continues at Tanglewood in Lenox, Mass. Tonight at 8 p.m., when New Wave Avatars the B-52s are joined by Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Orchestra for a trip back to the early 1980s, when the then Athens, Georgia-based band ruled MTV with their creative videos for their danceable space rock hits, including Love Shack, Rock Lobster, Private Idaho, and Rome. 35 years later, the group still boasts the front line of founding vocalists Kate Pearson, Fred Schneider, and Cindy Wilson. Some say they're from Mars, but I know they came from Planet Claire. Spencertown Academy's 11th Annual Festival of Books, featuring a giant used book sale, 2 days of discussions with and readings by authors, and a children's program, takes place this weekend from Saturday through Monday. Featured authors this year include Elizabeth Brundage, Michelle Hoover, Courtney Maum, Ruth Reichel, Russell Shorto, Will Swift, Mark Wunderlich, and Steve Yarbrough. Works by Melissa Matsuki Lilly will be featured in the Berkshire Now Gallery space at Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, Mass., starting today and running through Sunday, November 20. The exhibition opens with a reception this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. in conjunction with downtown Pittsfield's first Friday's Arts Walk, when the museum's Berkshire Now Gallery is open to the public at no cost. Leading players of the Orchestra Now and the Juilliard School will perform works by Charles Ives, Elliot Carter, and Vorjak on the Spencer Terrace of the Lunder Center at Stone Hill at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. On Saturday at 3 p.m. The chamber music repertoire in this free concert is inspired by the Clark's exhibition, Sensing Place, Reflecting on Stone Hill, which remains on view through October 10th. Dave and Phil Alvin, who co-founded seminal early L.A. punk roots band The Blasters in 1979, bring their brotherly reunion tour to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. The brothers are making up for lost time, which also happens to be the name of their most recent album, Lost Time. Helsinki Hudson's favorite goddess of twang rock, Sarah Borges, will warm up the crowd for this celebration of the enduring power of brotherly love. And Carrie Haddad Gallery celebrates the new exhibition Abstraction, featuring painting, sculpture, and collage by Robert C. Morgan, Jack Walls, Bruce Murphy, Gabriel de la Portilla, and Joe Wheaton, with an artist reception on Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and remains on view through October 16th. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.